Okay, Sanhedrin. Okay, Gemara Sanhedrin, page Pei, Amid Beis, 80B1. We're going to start 5 lines from the top of the page. Okay, the Gemara is discussing various different things, but the Gemara is basically going into the Mishnah now, back into the Mishnah. Basically, there's a problem if people got mixed up with other people, what do you do with them? An ox that was supposed to get killed got mixed up with other oxen and things like that. But now the Mishnah says, Kochai v'misis, if a bunch of people that were supposed to get Misa, right, different deaths, got mixed up all together. So the Mishnah said, you give them the most lenient of them all. Okay? Because there's Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek. So if, let's say, a bunch of Skila guys got mixed up with a bunch of Chenek guys. So you have to give the least of the punishment. Because you can't give a guy that's supposed to get a lesser punishment, a bigger punishment, that you can't do. Like, it's all death. But the question is, which one's more severe? So the Gemara says, from our Mishnah, we see that Shema Mino Muteris the Dover Chomor have a Muteris the Dover Kal. If you're warned for a stricter sin, it's good enough warning for a lesser sin. In other words, like this: what happens? The guy was supposed to get Chenek. Okay, he was supposed to get Chok, which is the least of the four. And the guy warned him: if you do this Aveda, you're going to get Skila. A stricter one. The question is that a good warning or not? Because when you warn a person, Hasra, you have to tell him you're not allowed to do it, and you have to tell him the punishment. So normally, the guy was supposed to tell him, you're not allowed to do it, you're going to get killed, and you're going to get chenek. Right? But instead of saying that, he says you're going to get skila. So from our Mishnah, implies that would be valid, even though there's a big machlekes about that in the Gemara, you know, in different Gemaras. But why do we see that? Because what is the case of our Mishnah? A guy from Uskila got mixed up with Chenek guys, right? Now, obviously, the guy of Skila, right, got warned for Skila, but he's not getting Skila, right? He's only going to be getting Chenek because he's mixed up with everybody else. He's going to get the lesser of the punishments. So he's going to get Chenek instead of Skila. But when he did the Aveda, he was warned for Skila because that's what he was supposed to be getting. So you see from here, they're warned for a stricter death, it's valid enough for a less strict death. What?
For example, somebody wants to park here, and they tell him, if you park here, your ticket is going to be $500 as opposed to $60.
Yep.
So maybe that would stop him from parking here.
Yeah, but the bottom line is it needs to be clearly the punishment that the guy was supposed to be getting.
So is that going to make an impact on him, whether the punishment is tougher?
No, because he has to accept the punishment he's getting.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so the Gemara's question is, and we know that this is a big argument in the Gemara, but Lochera from our Mishnah would imply the fact that the Skila guy is getting Chenek, even though he was warned for Skila, that means you can warn him for a stricter thing. Amar Rabbi Yirmi answers no. Hacha b'may eskinon, here it's speaking, shehisra b'istam. They just warned the guy, you're going to get death. They didn't say which one. Okay? In other words, he's going to get death, but they didn't say which death. That might not be valid. So Gemara says, V'hai tanu hu d'tanya, and it's a tanya that we learned. It's a one opinion taka that says, Shar chai v'mises shebeteirom, all other deaths, besides aveda zorim. Eim ha'mesis and eisi be'edom, you can only kill him in a court of, besides the idolatry, Aveda Zara, right? Any other death, the Braisa says like this, you can only kill him in front of 23, Bezdin of 23, Ve'edim, Vahasra, and warning. Va'ad sheyodeo shehu chayiv mises bezdin. And they have to tell him that he's going to get killed by Bezdin. They don't have to tell him which death. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says he's not warned. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to tell him exactly which death he's going to be getting. If you just tell him, stop, you're going to get killed, it's not valid, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Tanakhama, according to the first opinion in the Braisa, it's valid. That if you tell a guy you're going to get killed by Bezdin, it's valid. So we must say like this. Rabbi Yirmi answers, no. Amish is speaking according to the opinion of the Chachamim that say that even if you warn him just generally that he's going to get killed, it's good enough. And therefore, we don't know about stricter and less strict. If you warn him, let's say that he's going to get skila, and he's only, maybe without the attack, he wouldn't get. But we're speaking, the guy just warned him, stam, you're going to get killed. By Bezdin.
It covers everything.
According to the Chachamim, it covers everything. So therefore, that's the case. So therefore, the Skila guy was warned, he's just going to get killed by Bezdin. Then he got mixed up with lesser punishments. So then the Asra is good because they didn't tell him what punishment he's going to get. So the Gemara explains, very interesting, what's the source of both opinions? So he says like this, Tanakama Yalav Mi Mekeshish. The Tanakama says, you know why you don't have to warn him which death he's going to get? From the story of Mekeshish Eitzim. Okay, whether it's Salafchad or not. The guy was chopping wood or gathering wood on Shabbos. Right? Obviously they warned him. But then the Torah says they locked him up in a prison because they didn't know what type of death. They knew he was going to get Misa, but they didn't know which one. And yet, the guy got killed. That means, how did they warn him? They didn't know which death he was going to get. So if they didn't know which death he was going to get, obviously they had to warn him generally. And yet it was good enough for the death. Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't this a proof to show Rabbi Yehuda is wrong? To disprove Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you must tell him which death he's going to be getting. So he says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mekeshe Sheirah Shoheisa. Okay? Now, over there was a unique situation. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right. Mekeshe Sheitzim, and it's a logical why also, because Hashem didn't tell him which death yet. So over there, because Hashem didn't tell him which death he's going to be getting, there was no choice. They couldn't tell him which death. They didn't know yet. Okay. But now that we know which death he get for each Aveda, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough just to warn the guy he's going to get killed. You have to tell him exactly which death he's going to be getting. Okay, next. Aniskolim b'nisrafim. Okay? So he says like this. What happens if a guy that was supposed to get stoned got mixed up with the guy that was going to get Sreifa? And the din is, you get the lesser of the punishments. Right? That's what we learned. So now the question is, what's less, Skila or Sreifa? Because if you remember, we learned the Chachamim hold Skila is worse than Sreifa. Rab Shimon holds Sreifa is worse than Skila. That's what we learned before in the Mishnah. So now what happens if a guy from Skila got mixed up with Nisrafim? So the din is, you have to give him the lesser of the punishment. The question is, which is the lesser, Skila or Sreifa? So what did the Mishnah say? That Reb Shimon says, you stone him, because that's the lesser according to Reb Shimon. According to the Chachamim, you burn him, because according to the Chacham, that's the lesser. So Masdalei, okay, so our Mishnah says, and this is very, very easy Gemara, Pei Amid Beis, or if you have this, 80b2. Thank you. Top of the page. The Gemara is going to discuss what is the correct version of the Mishnah. Okay? The version we have now is the Niskolin, The guy who was supposed to get skila got mixed up with the guy who was supposed to get sreifa. Okay? So what did the Mishnah say? You give him the lesser of the punishments. According to Rav Shimon, skila is less than sreifa. According to the Chachamim, sreifa is less than skila. That's our version of the Mishnah. Masnol Rav Cheskel Rami Berei. Rav Yecheskel said to Rami, his son, no, the version is Hanisrafim Baniskolim. Not like it says in our Mishnah. Okay, Nisrafim got mixed up with Niskolim. Rav Shimon, Aymer, Yudonu B'Skila. So Rav Shimon says, you give him Skila because Sreifa is strict. It's what we just said. But he has a different version of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, the Niskolim got mixed up in the Nisrafim. And his version was Nisrafim V'Niskolim. Okay?
The opposite.
Yeah, the opposite. Now, what's the difference in the Lashon? It's very interesting, Gemara over here. It's very simple and very interesting. When you say Skila got mixed up in the Sreifa guys, that means the Sreifa was the majority. That's the expression. The Skila guy got mixed up with Nisrafin. Okay, that means Sreifa was more people, and the Skila was one guy amongst the Sreifa. If you say Srafim ben Niskolim, then Niskolim are more. Okay, so our Mishnah says Niskolim ben Nisrafim. That means the majority was Srafim, and this guy was Niskolim. Rav Yecheskel, who's the father of Rami and Rav Yehuda, Rami Bar Yecheskel and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. Okay. He says the version is Nisrafim ben Niskolim. The burnt in the skila. And then Rav Shimon says you get skila. Right? So Amale Rav Yehuda, it's a little interesting halacha coming out from this din, side of Bakibir Avaim. Amale Rav Yehuda, Abba, Loitisnai Hachi. Don't teach the Mishnah like this. He basically said, Father, you're wrong. Don't teach the Mishnah like this, because if that's the case, my iru de sreifa chamura, why do you have to say Rav Shimon holds? Do you know why you get skila? Because sreifa is stricter and you get the lesser of the punishments. Typically, the Ruben is calling inu. He should have, does not have nothing to do with that. You go according to majority, right? If you go by the majority, everybody would get skila anyway, because that's the majority. So it's not the vart because Rav Shimon holds. And Rav Shimon says, why? Because sreifa is more important, is harder than skila. So therefore you give him skila. So they said, why do you need that reason? The reason is because the majority of skila.
Is he telling his father that...
One minute. The Gemara is going to ask the question.
He's going to tell...
What?
Is he telling his father to change the version that he actually heard, because the other, the thing that this, what he's saying is more logical and easily applied by
Well, there's our version, and he had a different version. So he says to his father, your version is incorrect.
Incorrect?
Incorrect.
More difficult to apply.
No, it's incorrect. What? Because Rav Shimon says, why do they get skila? Because sreif is stricter than skila. He said, why does he have to say that? He could just say, because the majority is skila, so everybody gets skila. So he says, Hele heiche isnu. So Rav Yecheskel said to his son, okay, so what's the right version? He said, Niskolim ben Nisrafim. That means the majority is Nisrafim, Sreifa, right? So Rav Shimon, I mean, you don't know b'skila, then it makes sense. Rav Shimon says, you get skila, why? Because Sreifa Chamor. No! He said, Rav Shimon says clearly, the reason why they get skila, because again, you get the lesser of the punishment. According to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is stricter than skila. So then they would get skila. That makes sense. Right? So now everything is good. So the Gemara asks, Yehachi em a Sreifa. Look at the end. Chamim emim, Yudeinu b'Sreifa. Chachamim said, you get Sreifa. Right, Rav Shimon says he gets skila, because skila is less than sreifa, correct? Comes along the Chachamim and say, no, they get sreifa, Because Skila is stricter. Why doesn't he just say, because the majority is Sreifa? In other words, why do the Chachamim have to say that the reason is because Skila is stricter than Sreifa? Just say because the majority of people are Sreifa. The Niskalin got mixed up in the Nisrafim. The majority is Nisrafim. So then you got majority. You go by majority.
They're using a different reason.
What if it was the opposite? So then you would get Skila. What if the majority was Skila?
Yeah, but Rav Shimon says not because of that. Rav Shimon says not because it's the majority. Rav Shimon then said because Sreifa is stricter than Skila, so you get the lesser of them. But you don't need that reason. You get Skila because that's the majority of the people. You don't need the reasoning because it's stricter or lenient.
I don't understand the logic.
There's no logic, it's simple fact. Niskalim got mixed up with Nisrafim. Okay. So then what's the majority?
I don't know. Whoever is majority.
No. Niskalim get mixed up with Nisrafim means Nisrafim are the majority.
Oh, okay. This one got mixed into that.
Niskalim bin Nisrafim means that the people of Sreifa are more.
Okay.
Okay. What do the Chachamim say? You get Sreifa. Why do you get Sreifa? Because it's the lesser of the punishments. Correct? But the Gemara said, why did Chum have to say that? There's another reason why they get Sreifa. Because that's the majority. Nine people get Sreifa, one people's getting, and you don't know who's who, so you give them majority. Why do they have to say, because Sreifa is lesser? But according to the other version, that Rabbi Cheskel said, that Nisrafim got mixed up in Niskalim, that means the majority is Skila. Correct? And if Shimon comes along and says they get Skila because Skila is less than Sreifa, again, why do you need that? Say the majority is what it is.
Okay.
So each one is difficult to understand. Any version, whether it's Nisrafin and Niskalim, then it would be difficult why Reb Shimon says what he says. If Niskalim and Nisrafim, again, it would be difficult what the Chum say, so either version doesn't make sense.
The end result is the same,
but then don't say the reason if you don't need it. There's another reason.
Right.
In other words, the Gemara is saying it's irrelevant which one's stricter.
Right.
Sreifa and Niskalim. The whole argument is which one's stricter. Sreifa and Niskalim. So if Sreifa is stricter, you get Skila. If Skila is stricter, you get Sreifa, right? But the Gemara says there's nothing to do with that. It has to do which one's the majority.
It does or it doesn't, finally.
It's obviously, the fact that they say it does.
There's a reason.
Right? That means we don't go by the majority. But why not? You should go by the majority.
So we don't go by the majority. We go by whatever is less strict.
Correct. So the Gemara says, Hosam, Rabbanu Nudukamim L'Rab Shimon. You're right. The Chachamim are talking to Rab Shimon. And they're saying like this. You're saying the reason is because Sreif is stricter. He said, Loi Skila Chamura. In other words, it's not a question why the Chum say what they said. They're talking to Rab Shimon. They say, Rab Shimon, you say, you know why they get Skila? Because Skila is less than Sreifa. That's what you hold. Chum say you're wrong anyway. Skila is stricter than Sreifa. But really the reason is, could be because you go by the majority also. Okay? So now the prayer, what's interesting is like this. Rav Yehuda said to his father, you're wrong. Don't learn like this. That means, what's he telling his father? You made a mistake. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina is, literally means a sharp one. Shmuel called Rav Yehuda a lot of times sharp, because he was very, very sharp. So Shmuel called him the sharp one. Leitema lavuch hachi. Don't talk to your father like that. You're not allowed to talk to your father like that. When pei aleph amid aleph. The Tanya, because we learned, in other words, it's lack of kibbut avim. You're not allowed to tell your father you're wrong. Where do we see that you're not allowed to tell your father you're wrong? Tanya says in the Braisa, if you saw your father was violating a mitzvah, right? He was Machal Shabbos, a trait, whatever the mitzvah is. You're not allowed to tell him. Abba, avart al divrei Torah, you went against Torah, because that's lack of respect. What should you tell him? Abba, kach kosin b'Torah. That's what you see in Machal Shabbos. You have to say, Father, it says in the Torah you have to keep Shabbos.
Question. Doesn't it say in the Torah that you should...
Woman, no. Right now, the Gemara is going to come to that. Oh. Right now, the Gemara says, what do you tell your father?
This is how it is in Torah.
It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. So the Gemara says, safe, safe, anach. It's still the same thing. You're still telling you're wrong. You're telling him a statement. Right? You're telling him a statement. You're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. And he did. So obviously, you're telling him he's wrong. So the Gemara said what you said. And this is the halacha. Abba, mikra kosev b'teira kachu. The following verse is written in the Torah. In other words, he doesn't tell his father, you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos in the Torah. He says, in other words, he allows his father himself to come to the realization. So therefore, what's Shmuel telling Rav Yehuda? You shouldn't have told your father clearly you're wrong. It's a very interesting halacha. You're not allowed to tell your father you're wrong. You're supposed to tell him you shouldn't have said, don't teach the halacha in that manner.
Same thing applied to your rabbi?
It depends who the rabbi is. Father, in the commissioner case, the majority, he should say, he should have said it in a part of a way. First, he should have said, in the Mishnah's case, the majority are condemned to stoning. He should have said in an indirect way that the father would realize it rather than direct. So the meanwhile, the Gemara is telling us, teaching us halacha, by the way.
Rashi says that this causes embarrassment. What if he told his father privately?
Doesn't matter, you're still embarrassing your father privately. You're not allowed to embarrass your father privately anyway. No difference.
Trader.
Huh?
Trader,
no, but not when it comes to the father. Me, Tayri. Okay. No, Tayri, the Vilumet on the Tzarech is when Rabbi Kiv followed his rabbis into the bathroom. So I need to learn how to conduct myself in the bathroom. So I went in. But not embarrassing the father, whether it's privately or not privately, is not Kibbut Avraham.
They were all Amoraim?
Who? Vicheskel, Rav Yehuda, Rami, Shmuel. First generation Amorim.
How many sons did you have that were
Amorim? Rav Yecheskel and Rami. I think that's it.
Just Rami?
Rami and Rav Yehuda. Stam, when it says Rav Yehuda in the Gemara, Rav Yehuda means Rav Yehuda, Rav Yecheskel. Stam Rav Yehuda.
Were they one of the last ones because it was a contemporary of Shmuel?
The first ones. First Amorim. Shmuel's first generation Amorim. Even Rav, officially Rav and Shmuel were the first generation Amiram. They're students of Yehuda Nasi. Once in a while, the Gemara says Rav Tanu Hupalig. Sometime, and once, I think, or twice in Shas, it says Shmuel's Rav Tanu Hupalig. But generally speaking, they were the first generation. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. He went to Shmuel, he was by Rav, whatever.
And they lived in Bavel.
They lived in Bavel. Rav came and moved to Bavel. There were Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And then Rav went to Bavel. Bika Matzah Oparas Bageder. The Gemara says Rav came to Bavel. It was not a place of Torah yet. Rav came to Bavel and it was a Bika, meaning open, no discipline, no nothing. And Rav, and then Shmuel came, and all the other Amiroim came. They made it into a place of Torah. To the extent that when the Gemara says at the end of Ksubis that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, whoever leaves Eretz Yisrael is a sinner and all that, the Me'iri says the same thing applied in the time of the Gemara to Bavel. The Bavel became the Makom Torah. I mean, that instead of Eretz Yisrael, when Bavel had Shilas, they sent it to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael never sent Shilas to Bavel. Ki mitzi and teitei seira. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. But in Rav's time, he made... One opinion says Rav lived 300 years. I mean, he lived a long time.
Bavli.
But Aloch is like Bavli. Machshaka Meshivani. Because Bavli goes into the depth questions and answers. Yushalmi is a few books, you know, and Bavli is long. There's Talmud Yushalmi. You see, it's six volumes. Yeah. That's the whole Talmud Yushalmi. And Bavli is six, what?
My son told me that Rav invited Shmuel because Shmuel had some stomach problems, and he made some food to heal him, and he was having stomach problems.
Shmuel was a doctor.
Oh, Shmuel. Right, so it's
maybe it was Shmuel to Rav.
And he cursed
Shmuel
him
was a doctor.
Says Shmuel,
Shmuel was an astronomer. Shmuel was a doctor.
And he cursed him, and Rav never had children because of that curse?
I don't know. Shmuel said, "Nihidin lead shvilin the rakia k the shvilin the nador." I know the streets of the heaven like the streets of my hometown Nador, which wasn't a big city. Shmuel said, "I know the streets of the heavens like the streets of my home shtetl in Bavel."
Astrology and berachus.
Not astrology, astronomy.
Astronomy, sorry. Astronomy.
Astrology is forbidden. What?
The calculations are very.
Shmuel was big in
accurate and fascinating.
Yeah. But it wasn't. The Greeks had the knowledge too. The Greeks and the Yidden Yisachar was into Yeda Eitim.
But he also knew Kabbalah. Does that mean
Kabbalah?
He knew things.
No, what's astronomy have to do with Kabbalah?
If he knew everything in Shemayim, did he mean also?
No, about the moon things. And the sun and the planets and
the calculations.
Calculations are very exact. Yeah.
It's very, very, very accurate.
No telescopes.
No telescopes.
When they have telescopes?
I'm sure they had
telescopes.
Not to this extent.
Not to that, of course.
But they knew.
Hubble takes pictures from the origin of the creation.
What does that mean? Like what does that mean?
Trillions of light years away.
What does that mean, Taich?
The beginning of the universe.
Beginning less very small increment that they cannot figure out what that means, small increment.
I don't know. Okay, next Mishnah. Pay Aleph, let's go. Mishnah is Chayav Shtei Mises Bezdin. Now, what happens if a guy himself did two sins? The guy himself, not two people got mixed up. Reuven did two Avedas, harder and less harder.
One stoning,
one sin. Minidam Bechamura. He gets the stricter one, not the lesser one. If a guy got mixed up, stricter and lesser, then everybody gets the lesser. But if Reuven himself did an Aveda of Chenek and Eskila, he's going to get Skila. Aved Aveda Shenizchayv Shtei Mises, or what happens if a guy did one sin, that's two punishments. Nidim b'chamura. What's the case? Very simple. A guy had relations with his mother-in-law, who's a married woman. Mother-in-law,
yeah.
And Eish Yisish.
A lot of cases like that.
Here. Therefore, he gets chenek for Eish Yisish and a stricter punishment for mother-in-law. Okay, so which punishment does he get? The stricter one. Yeah? Rabbi Yossi Yemen, no. Rabbi Yossi says, the one's going to discuss it. Need them bezika rishena shebo'olof. He gets the first probate. The one's going to explain what he means. He basically says, no, you don't necessarily get the stricter one. You get the first one that you did. And the one's going to explain, it's a crazy case, how the guy is with his mother-in-law, and yet, there's one sin that comes before the next. We'll see in the Gemara.
Happening simultaneously.
No, it could be that she was married before she became your aunt, or vice versa.
Aunt? No, he's probably my mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law, same thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, same punishment. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara asks, Pshita, of course, why should he get the lesser punishment? The guy did an Aveir Skila and Chenek, yeah? Okay. He had relations with an Eishes Ish, and he was Mechal Shabbos. Why would I think he gets Chenek? Because he did Chenek, he shouldn't get Skila. Let him get... Of course he... Well, I mean, what's the Mishnah telling? It's logical that he would get the worst of them. So the Gemara answers, Ele Tugye Dagger, should he gain by doing another sin? You know, a guy is Mechal Shabbos first, he's supposed to get Skila. Yeah, then he commits adultery, so he's going to get chenek. Why in the world would I think he gets chenek? Because he did another aveid he's going to gain? That he gets the lesser punishment? Why? Rav says like this. Hachav Mayaskinen is speaking that Sha'avir aveid kala, he first committed a lesser sin, meaning a lesser punishment of Misa. V'nigma dinai alaveda kala. In other words, like this. First he did Eishes Ish, and he got Chenek. Besdin ruled, you're going to get Chenek. Yeah? V'achaz v'yav aveda chamura. And then he was Mechal Shabbos, where he gets Skila. In other words, Besdin paskin, he's going to get killed. Yeah? But before Besdin killed him, he was Mechal Shabbos, where he's going to get Skila. Yeah? So over here, Sauka Daita Chamina, I would think that because Besdin ruled already, Kivan the Nigma Dina Laveda Kala, because Besdin already paskened, he's dying, so he's a dead man already. In other words, the fact that Besdin ruled that he's going to get Chenek, the lesser crime, means he's dead already, basically. So why should he get... In other words, why should the second half? That's what I would think. So our Mishnah says no. Even though Besdin ruled that he's going to get killed in Chenek, and then he did Chilul Shabbos, he's going to get Skila. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. And now, I would think, Kivan the Nigma Dina Laveda Kala, because he was already paskin for a lesser sin, I would think, Hi Gavik Ktilo, he's already considered a dead man, and therefore I wouldn't give him the stricter punishment. Kamash Malan, he says no. Even though Besdin ruled you're going to get the lesser punishment, and now seemingly you're a dead man, and yet you go and do a bigger punishment, you're going to get the bigger punishment.
Why not?
Vice versa.
Which way?
From the higher punishment to a lower punishment.
What's the? For sure, you get the bigger one. Big. What's the question? What?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. That's my question.
It's not obvious. Because I would think, you know, once Besdin paskens, the guy's dead, he's dead.
He's not a dead man. He could run away.
Yeah, but normally they don't. They kill him the same day. There's no death row over here in Halacha.
I said, what should you gain by doing another Avera? What should you gain? You shouldn't gain.
Yeah, but I would think because he's already dead, so the second aveira doesn't count.
He's not dead. Instead of killing him with Chenek, we're going to
kill him. Besdin rules, though, that he's dead. He's getting killed. In many aspects, he's considered dead. Let me ask you a question. If a guy killed him, Besdin rules a guy's getting Misa. Besdin rules a guy's getting Misa.
And someone murdered
him. And Tony murders him. I don't remember what the din is. It's not so simple. I think he's not Chayv Misa. Because he killed a dead man.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I'm not...
Can I ask you a basic question?
What?
A dead person is a dead person. Why do you care if he's going to be suffocating through the
suffocation? Because the Torah says you get the stricter of the punishment.
But a dead man is a dead man.
No. Because the question is like this. What does death do? Death is kapara. No, death is kapara. It's kapara.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Why certain avedas get skila and srefa and her and chen? Why? What's the make one meets and gandik? What's the difference? The guy's going to die. What's the difference?
Suffering
is not a question of suffering.
It is.
No. Each misa has a uniqueness to it that's stricter, and therefore this aveda, like Chil Shabbos, needs skila.
So So if he did Srefa, he's not cleansed completely.
Correct.
So you're doing him a favor. Is that the spiritual
formula or is it a physical formula?
Physically, the guy's dead. Just think about it. Why are the Dalit Mises
Bezdin? It's the process of killing him.
Yeah, but what is the problem? Why is this process Kila and this process Chenik?
The end result is the same.
The end result is the same, it's but the Kapot is not the same.
Yeah, so because of the process, I think, the physical process.
But that's the Kapot, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the physical, this 5 minutes that it takes, this one takes 5 minutes.
Question was, these guys dying anyway, who cares what death he's getting?
Right, so you're saying that...
The Kapot is this death, if a guy who's supposed to get Skila, yeah, gets Chenik... His kapod is not complete. The guy's dead.
So I'm asking
so you actually the process. Him a favor.
So the goof of
the process of it.
Process
of it. Yeah.
You're actually doing him a favor by giving him the correct punishment to cleanse him.
Correct. Correct. That's why if a guy does what we're learning here, you do two Averis. One skill and one chenek, right? So then you give him the stricter one. Why? What do you care? He's dying anyway. Give him the lesser. Who cares? I mean, why does it say whatever is more convenient for the Bezdin to do, should do? Because no, the guy did an Aveda, which is stricter, and he needs this Kapara, and this is not going to be a Kapara as much. I don't know, no Kapara, but it's not going to be as much. Just think about it. Why should the Chachamim, why should the Torah say four Mises? Moshe, in the secular system doesn't exist. The guy has to die, dies. It doesn't matter how.
But there are different ways of killing someone in secular system too. I'm just saying.
No, not the secular. It's lethal injection today.
Yeah.
Today it's lethal injection. They don't stone. They don't shoot. They don't.
Sometimes they hit the chair. That's like burning. Right?
Years ago, you're talking years ago in the Europe, in America.
In America,
nowadays it's lethal injection, right? And it doesn't matter what crime you did. If you get the death penalty, you get death penalty.
And there are different formulas.
Yeah, but that's because every state has a different way of... but it's all the same death. It's all the same death. So the So why does the Tarek Taka say, think of, why does the Tarek say four Mises? So obviously the reason is, because for this Aveda Skila is Kapara, and for this Aveda Seif is Kapara, and Hedek and Chenek. And otherwise, it's not a real Kapara. In other words, the Kapara is not only the guy died, unique.
Quantitative.
It's a unique Aveda. Every Aveda is unique that needs a certain thing to make it good. Yep. Okay, but now the Gemara is going to, no, we're just going to start this. But the Gemara is going to ask, what's the source, Taka? We were just speaking logical now. But the Gemara asks, what's the biblical source that if a guy does Aver of Skila and Chenek, he gets the stricter one? Maybe not. Maybe just give him whatever. So he said, Boy, mine Rav Yosef bar Chama, mi Rabba bar Nosson, Rav Yosef bar Chama, or the father of Rav Yosef bar Chama, asked the question from Rabba bar Nosson, Minoh ha-mil sedom rabbanon. Where do we learn out this that the Chachamim say, Mishin is chayiv shtei Mises Bezdin? That if a guy does an aver of two Mises Bezdin, need them bechamura, that you get the stricter one. Where do we know this from a biblical source? So he says, he answers him like this, Dechsiv. Okay, these are not psukim in Chumash, obviously, but psukim in Yechezkel, wherever. It says, Vahelet ben Peret Shefech Dom. He gave birth, Rahelid Ben Paritz, he gave birth to a violent son who sheds blood. Elohim Ochal, upon the mountains he ate. Ves Eishes Reo Timei, his friend's wife he defiled. Vela Gilgulim Nasa Enav, and to idols he lifted his eyes. That's the, huh?
Esau.
No, it's speaking. Whatever. Okay? It's in Yechezkel. It says over here, whoever the guy was, right? He gave birth to a son, he said like this, that murders, basically he did all three sins. Murders, defiled his friend's wife, and he worshipped idols. So he did idolatry, adultery, and murder. Yeah? And then it says, so the Gemara explains like this. Vehelet ben parit shefich dam. He got a son that gets violent, the sin of murder. Now, how do you punish murder? Besayif. Headache. Guy who murders somebody, how do you kill him? What's the death sentence?
Sword.
With a sword. Chop off his head. As Eishes Re'eu Timei, he was Mezana Eishes Ish, what's the punishment? Bechenik. Correct? Ve'lagulunim Nasa Einov, and he worshipped idols, what's the punishment? Avedis Kochav, which is Kila. Right? So the guy did, again, idolatry, adultery, and murder. Idolatry gets Kila. Adultery gets chenek, and murder gets headache. So the guy did all three sins. What death did he get? Skila. Uksiv meis yumas dam av yeh by biskila. And the pasuk says he got killed with skila. So what do you see from that pasuk in Yecheskel? A guy did three sins. Idolatry, adultery, and murder. Which is skila, headache, and chenek. So what punishment did the terrorist, the pasuk say he got? He got skila. So from there you see, you get the worst of the punishment, because skila is stricter than the others.
Okay.